Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara. The Flamid Dalad Amar Aleph. Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara. What's the Flamid Dalad Amar Aleph? Kum Lenin. Says the Gemara, when the Flamid Dalad Amar Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. Gufa, let's analyze what we said. Tomei She'ochab Sarkaydus Nezika. We had a discussion. If somebody eats, Tomei ate the carbon before you sprinkled the blood, does he have all the Yisurim and Malkus and so on? So we had a Machleg, Zishloch, and Rabbi Yechina Shloch, he says, Loike, you get Malkus, plenty of room there. And Rabbi Yechina says, Einu Loike, you don't get Malkus. Amar Abaye, Abaye makes a comment. And Rav Abulagi, Abaye says, Machleg is, the whole Machleg is Betumas Haguf. The whole Machleg is that the person himself is Tomei and he ate from the carbon before he did Zrika. But if the animal itself was tamei and you ate it and you did, what about before zrika? Direi hakoloike. Everyone holding this case, you get malchus. Because the amakra, how do I know? It says the pasuk. Veha basar. It says the pasuk that if the basar touches anything tamei, what do you mean veha? And the what else includes something else? Le rabbis eitzim levaina, things which you don't normally eat, the levaina or even eitzim from the mizbeah. Labne achilinu. If you ate it, you get malchus. And so therefore, even though it's not rolach. So too the carbon, if it's before zrika, it's not olachila, and you ate it, you'll get malchus. If the animal was tummy, b'afilu hachi ravino kra, we are married by the pasuk. So even before zrika, you'll get malchus. However, Rav says pungfakat machleik is the whole machleik is whether you get malchus or not is betumas haguf if the person was tummy and he ate the animal before the zrika when it wasn't really suitable to eat. Machleik is you get malchus or not. Ava betuvas basa, but if the animal itself was tummy and you ate it before zrika, divrei hakol einu loike, you don't get malchus. Why not? My time, what's the reason? Kivan de loikerina be, you cannot read say on it. Because the pasuk right afterwards it says, and the person who ate it, tumasi olav niget krisis. The tumasi olav, it says in the pasuk, when do we talk about the iser when the tum is on the person? The nichlasa, and therefore the karinabei v'habasa shigi b'chol tummy le'yochel. When it's not, when the person is tummy and you get kares, you cannot say that. Then also the animal itself that is tummy before zrika does not get malchus. The pasuk is not talking about that. You just said about basa le'rabas eitzim levona. You just said that it's talking about wood and levona. Hachmai skin goshe kotcher b'keli. Talking about the case over here is that you put the wood and the levoina inside a keli. And what's the advantage of that? This is just like, what does zrika do? Zrika, when you sprinkle the blood, it allows you to eat the animal. We learn out that if you put the things into a clay shari by mincha, if you put it into a vessel of the base of Mikdash, it's as if you finished the last step. And therefore, it's the same thing as if you sprinkle the blood. So that's why when we say v'habasar, it comes to include the levoina, the eitzim, it's talking about you placed it inside a utensil from the base of Mikdash, and therefore, it's as if it's after zrika already. And that's why you get malchus. Because you could be kutcher became the nasa commission carbon comative. As if you want, you sprinkle the blood. It's now we learned. Koshi yeshle matidin, anything which requires sprinkling the blood, mishi carbon matida. As soon as you bring up the sprinkle the blood, that's it. You've already finished all the stages of the carbon. Now it's considered all the dinim apply. Koshi aimle matidin. What happened? You don't need to sprinkle the blood. Mishi kiddish be clear. As soon as you put in the keli, the same thing. Itma we learned. Hamale evore behemot tmeya. What happens? You bring up the limbs of a tumadik and non kosher animal, agabi mizbeach. And actually like horses or camels, and you place them on the mizbech. What happens then? You get malchus or not? Besides the fact that it's disgusting, but you get malchus. You will get malchus. You don't get malchus. What's the crux of the argument? So what's a machlekes here? The Torah says you have to bring a kosher animal, but in a positive way. No, it doesn't say the Torah don't bring a treifa animal in the mizbech. So the question is, can you get malchus from a positive mitzvah? How? Reish Lakish Amar Loike, you get malchus. Why? The Torah says bring only a sheep and a zevaitid. Tehoide im tmei. So obviously tmei loy. If the Torah insists you should bring a kosher animal, so what do we infer from that? Don't bring a non-kosher animal. So it's a lav that is inferred from an assay. How do we treat a lav that comes from an assay? It's not clear in the Torah. It's only an inference. Is the Reish Lakish lav haba miklasei loikin?
This would be on top of bringing chulin into Zahazorah, because these things are
chulin. It obviously chulin.
This is not a question of chulin Zahazorah. Chulin is kosher, and there's a machlekes is mahatoidim and the rabbon. Here's something totally different. And chulin is not on his bech. Here, or even if you did bring his bech, it's a machlekes that I said rabbon, because there's nothing wrong with it. Here, you taught a treifa animal. The Torah says, in other words, don't bring from a camel and a horse. A lava bomb klal say. The Shlokish says you get Malkus. Rabbi Yechonamar ain't liking a why. Lava bomb klal say ain't liking a lava. I hold that a lava, that's by inference, you don't get Malkus. Meisiv, Rabbi Yimri, there's a question. You're telling me that you get Malkus from a lava that's only by inference. We know when it comes to kosher animal practice, meaning it says, Oysa techelu, the following animals should eat, and we dashin v'lei behemet meva, don't eat a non kosher animal. And we said, and the Braisa there says, so how do I know you get Malkus? And we find another pasuk which says, don't eat. That means if we only had the pasuk, Zoyis Tuchel, this is what you should eat, kosher animals, we would not have given you Malkus if you ate pig. But what, why? Because Lava, Bo Mikal Say, I say. It's clear to me that a Lav from inference is not considered a Lav. Yeah. On the reactor, I'll explain to you, you misunderstood. If it was the limbs of a non kosher animal, there's no argument that you don't get Malkus, because a Lava, Bo Mikal Say, is only an Asay, you don't get Malkus. So now what's a Machlekes? Keep Pligi Bechaya. It's talking about a kosher animal, but it's not Soyna Bokur, it's a Chaya. What's it in then? Are you over and I say, not arguing about love. The Tater says bring Bokar Vitzoin. Gives you all kinds of cases of domestic animals. What about you bring a Chai, that's kosher? You bring a Tzvi on the Mizbeach. So you're over and I say, or not. The Tater insists on Bokar Vitzoin, but not a kosher Chai. And the Shloka says, "Ainu oiva b'leklum." He did nothing wrong. Rabbi Yechon Amar oiva b'asei. You're oiva b'asei behema in chayaloi. The Torah says that you should bring only a behema. It says mina behema, mina bokum, mina tzayin, and all that. It has to be from a domestic animal, not from a chaya. The Shloka says, "Ainu oiva Allah b'leklum." Nothing. Why? Ahula mitzvah. The Torah is telling you, ideally, I want you to bring cattle, but if you bring a deer, no problem. Moisiv Rav has a question. If it would have said carbon lashem behema, if the pasuk would have said bring a carbon to the Eibishter behema, I would have thought chaya. If the Torah would not have spelled out shoyin baker, just said bring a behema, I would have thought that a behema includes also a deer and a ram. How do I know? In Yeshua, like it says, just like it says kashas, it says zoyis habehema asher teichlu. It says the word behema, and yet it includes in the choir sex avim v'sei izim ayolatzvi. It says clearly even a ram and a deer, which are chayis. So I would have thought behema includes also chayit. Tamalayme bokar v'tzayin. That's why the Torah says twice by a carbon bokar v'tzayin. Might a little chayit. Sorry, it's the first time it says behema mina bokar mina tzayin. I would have thought the Torah is saying, look, ideally I want you to bring from domestic animals. Yochal would have thought, okay, lo yavi, don't bring from a deer. But v'im hevi kosher. If I would have brought it as kosher, I would have thought, you know what's compared to. Even though the Torah says bokar v'tzayin, I would have compared to as follows: that it's merely a suggestion. But if I did something else, it's not the end of the world. I would have thought it's like a Talmud, Shomle Rabbi, his teacher told him, Havei lechitim, bring me wheat. Vehevi lechitim visayim, bring me wheat and barley. Sheinu kemav radvarav, he's not actually going against his words. He's adding. It's a bit hard. You are changing. He said, in that mushal there, he said, give me wheat. You brought him wheat, but you also brought him barley. Here, he said, bring me a behemi, you brought me a chaya. Unless because the behemah itself is all inclusive, so the Eibusha behemah includes chayis, and then the Eibusha says better bring a buck of a sign. So therefore, it's as if I'm giving you what you wanted also because you included chayis in the word behemah. The Tamalim says buck of a sign, but it says a second time buck of a sign. Buck of a sign, I don't want a chayis. In fact, you want to draw an analogy. If a teacher was told a student, "Al tovili elachitin." Bring me only wheat, and instead, behave like chitin v'sayin. You brought me both. She'enu k'moisiv al-dvar, elu k'mavir al-dvar. Reaching his words. Upasal. So it's clear to me, you cannot bring a chaya. So what's the shlok? You're saying that the love of l'klum, fedesh y'arever, everything you want to do, the shlok is a good kasha. It says in the Mishnah, b'kulam shekiblu, it says that they were makabal, they just bring it for pasal, a guy took the blood, he gives it to a kohen kosher, and he moves on. Boim ne'er shlokim, Rabbi Yechanan, pasal, if a guy is pasal, let's say if not only in the Mishnah talks about he took the blood and then we say fix it up, give it to a kohen if he didn't walk. What about if he took the blood and he actually sprayed the blood, but there's some leftover blood still squirting out of the animal's neck? Can the kohen take that leftover blood and use that to sprinkle and save the carbon? Or do
a
we say
a kosher kohen? You mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about a kosher kohen. Yeah. Or do we say that once the pasla guy did the activity of zrika, he makes the rest of the blood mila shiraim, leftovers, and you can no longer use it as zrika? So that's his question. But Rish Lakish has a bigger question. Pasla that he took the blood and he sprayed it ma'u shiyasa shiraim. How do we treat the rest of the blood? Do we say it's mila shiraim? It has to be thrown out, disposed of in the yisoid, or do we say no? It can still be used by a kohen and save the situation? As he said, Amalei ain't oisin shirayim. No, the only thing that has the capacity to ruin the rest of blood is only chutz lezman, only chutz lemekayme. Because chutz lezman, you're effective, but in a bad way. But you're effective. Therefore, that's it. You did the zrika, terrible zrika. You ruined everything, and the leftover blood cannot be saved. But if a pasla guy does not pigul stam, a pasla guy did it. His zrika is not counted as zrika. Therefore, any blood that's left over can be used again to be zrika. Those two, because they're effective even though in an adverse way, therefore it ruins the rest of blood. And this is the question. What about the kais itself became possible? For example, the kais that held the blood was taken out of the base of midrash and then brought back in. Does it ruin the rest of the blood or not? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon says Rish Lakish. Psul gufa, you didn't ask me about if the pasla guy did the blood, what happened to leftover blood. You asked me about if the kois went became pasla. Obviously, psul gufa, maizlach. If you didn't ask me, it means you already know what you think. So whatever you think, that's the same thing by the kois. He's pasla, if you believe that the kois is pasla, it ruins the rest of the blood. Mashva shiraim ruins it, then kois pasla. Ami mashva shiraim was chiluk, the same thing. And he pasla, loy mashva shiraim, the kois, amla mashva shiraim. Rabbi Yehuda Medifta Mas Nachem Yehuda Medifta learns other way. It learns differently. It wasn't a shlag of Rabbi Yehuda having a discussion. It was actually a bayv rabba. Bayim ne bayim of rabba kois mahu sheyase es chaveidoi. If you have a cup and you have two cups, let's say you took the chatas in two cups and you put one of them. What happened to the second cup? Do we say that the rest of the blood is pushed away and you pour it down? So do we say that the rest of the blood is shirayim, and we pour? What do you do with the leftover blood? You pour it down the yisoid. Or do we say that no, the leftover blood in the first cup is what goes down the yisoid. The leftover blood in the second cup is dichu, it's been rejected because you're not using it at all. And therefore it goes down the amandazara, which all the junk goes down the amandazara, not down the yisoid. In other words, if you only had one big cup and you used some of the blood for sprinkling, obviously the rest of the blood is in the pasig, you pour down the yisoid. But over here, because you had two cups, and one cup you did an entire zrika, and the leftover blood in that cup you're going to pour down the yisoid, how do we treat the other cup? Is as if you say, I'm not interested in it, as soon as you put another cup, and therefore it's junk. It goes down the amma, the little canal there. Or do we say, no, it's shirayim, and therefore it goes down the yisoid. Says the Gemara, "Pluk the Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Rabban." It's actually Machlek Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Rabban. The Tanya we learned the Maila who Omer in one pasuk. It says by the Nasi, this ear of the Nasi. What do you do with leftover blood? It says as Doma Yishpech. It says you should pour out the blood. It doesn't say all the blood. It says you pour out the blood. It sounds like some of the blood you pour out in your Yitzah. Shvichem means down the Yisaid. We're not talking about Zrika, talking about Yisaid. And Lamato Omer, but by an individual Chatas, it says as Kol Doma Yishpech. Entire blood you should pour out. What's going on here? Some of the blood or all the blood? These menayin, how do we know? Lechata is shekibul dom babakosh. You took a chatas and you accepted the blood, received it in four different cups. The nosan maton achas mezeh, umaton achas. You used all four cups. You put in four cups. Remember, by chatas, you have to pour in all four corners of the mezbeach. So each corner, you use a different cup to sprinkle the blood on it. Since every cup is used, and whatever is left over is called the shirayim, and what do you do with the shirayim of the blood? You pour it down the yisoid. Nishpach in the yisoid, you pour down the yisoid. Tamalim as kol dom yishpach, all the blood. Here's a case where all the blood is poured down. When you use all the blood, you put every blood in a cup, and every cup is being used for zrika, and the leftovers, the remnants, goes down the yisoid. Fine. Yochar thought. What happens, the same situation, you put it in four cups, but you only use one cup to sprinkle the blood in all four corners. What do you do with the other three cups? Yochar thought, Nitin arba matanas mekais echad, let's say you used, or Nasan arba mekais echad, cooling shmachas, the same movie also, the other three cups poured down your side. I'm a layman, no, sometimes you don't spill all the blood. The ez damai, only some of the blood you pour down the side, the blood of the cup that you used. What happens to the other three cups? They pour it down that canal. Ha ketzad, Hu nishpach li yisoid. That single cup that you use goes down the yisoid. Vehein, the other three cups, nishpachin la amma. They get poured down the amma. That's the pinyan Tanakama. Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon says, minayin lechatas shekibol dom abakais. If you took a chatas and accepted it in four kaisas. You did all sprinkling from one cup, but you have three cups left over. What do you do with three cups? I hold that other three cups also are not considered dichri. They're considered shirayim.
What's the other
one?
If you're not
going to question, because you're not, according to Rabbi, according to Tanakama, because you didn't use the other three cups at all, it's like junk. You pour it down the canal. According to Rabbi Loza, since you put them all in clay shutters, even though you end sprinkling from one cup, so they all have it exactly. So they go down the side because they're not. Consider junk. Look, 1 second. Let's go to the Talmud. It says the pasuk that as kol dama yishpoich. When it comes to a chatas yachid, all the blood has to be poured down. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there's another pasuk where it says some of the blood gets poured down. In other words, it seems like not all of it. V'aksiv as dama yishpoich. Amar Rabashi says, you know which blood that's talking about? Ahu limuute shirayin shebetzavar. Not anything which entered a cup became holy, and therefore, even though you didn't sprinkle from that cup at all, what do you do with the leftover? You pour it down the yisoid. But what about the blood that's hanging around the neck? That blood, you didn't never put in clay shutters. That's what goes down the amma, the junk. Afterwards,
when you cut open the
behemoth. Afterwards,
but you have to take a keli to take it.
But you didn't take it straight when it came out.
It's not damachayim.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, yeah.
Well, what else could you have in the mikdash? You wouldn't have stam kelim in the mikdash.
Yeah. Sorry, what do you want to ask?
No, nothing.
Okay. Kibol hakoshev and nosel apostle. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Tzavar habehema. It's been recorded now for longevity. Kibel hakoshev and nosel apostle. We have three cases over here. We have, if the Mishnah, the three cases example we gave of apostle, we said here, if the kosher took the apostle, or he took the right, then he can put in the left hand, and then or klei kodesh klei chol. Three examples of where your intermediary step was no good, and you fix it up. Why do you need three examples? Of to apostle person, to the left hand, or to klei chol. There is klei chol in the Beit Midrash. Now I use it. Says the Gemara, Otzricha, you need all three.
Assuming that's what the Kohen made from.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been mixed in with where they store the Kohen for the shutters.
You never know.
Accident can happen, yeah.
I mean, all these other far-fetched questions they ask here.
We only knew the case with the kosher by mistake, gave it to apostle. I never thought, why you can fix it up? My apostle, I would have thought, because one of the examples of apostle is tummy. Somebody who's tummy, the chose la avoided tzibur. There is a case where tumah is suspended when it comes to kachim, when if most of the people are tummy. So because it's so lenient tumah, therefore we can fix it up. Abel Smoyer Loy, a guy's a lefty, he'll never become a righty. So he can't fix it up. That's how he is. So therefore, maybe Taka, you can't fix it up. We knew the case of lefty, the Islay Hechsheda, B'yam Kippurim. There is once a year, Avoida, the Kohen Gadol needs both hands to take out the spoon over the potatoes and all that. So therefore, since sometimes the left hand is used, so therefore, make if you didn't left hand, it doesn't ruin it. Just you didn't do it kosher, you could fix it up by putting your right hand. Avo Klei Chol, Loy, you never use ordinary Keli for Avoida Beis HaMikdash. Yashmina Klei Chol. Mushum the Chazi, Ligdashinu, has a potential that very keli can immediately be turned into a klei kodesh. You just be Moshechet, and that's it. Aval Hanach, but over here, Emoloi. Over here, we say no. If we need all of them. So what I understand is, when we learned before that if something was suitable and then it got rejected, it's called nida v'nidcha, it gets rejected forever. And we had a whole shaila, nida v'nidcha v'nida. If something's dicho mi'kara, can you fix it up? But something was nida, it was suitable. And then, for example, we had a guy who set aside a chatas, then he shmatzich, he became a goy. So then he lost the carbon. And then he became a yid again. He cannot use the same carbon. So chod over here also. When the guy in the left hand moved the blood, the kosher coin took the right hand, that was nida. That was can be sprinkled. Then he did in the left hand, that was nidcha. How can you fix it up afterwards? It's nida v'nidcha. And we have a rule that once it's dicha, it's dicha. You schmatzes.
You can pretend.
Yeah, but then you can't bring a carbon.
Yeah, but there's certain halachic consequences out of doing that act.
Yeah.
It's not that you ignore it.
The neshama remains a Yiddish neshama.
Yeah, but you still got to do things.
But the goof, the goof has, requires...
Okay, the Gemara. Why isn't it in our Mishnah? Amal Rav Ashi, Yochanan Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Haman. You know the author of our Mishnah is Chanan Hamitzi. The last lady Dichuin. He doesn't believe in the concept of Dichuin. I mean, our entire Mishnah follows a single opinion, another opinion. How did Tanya? What's this story? We learn Chanan Hamitzi. We talk about over there that let's say if you have two animals, you set aside one lachatas on Yom Kippur. One's chatas Lashem, one's Lazozel, and if the animal that was supposed to go off that zazel died, so there's an opinion that says you got to start all over again. And you don't say, oh, let's bring the chattas, continue the chattas, and then we'll make a separate, we'll find another animal for the mitzvah. No, we got to start all over again. It says, however, Chana Mitzri, that the blood that you already set aside for the chattas, you don't just throw out, you just bring another goat for that zazel, and you join together, and it's kosher. You're allowed to use the blood. You don't say it was nitchiv, because when the animal for that zazel died, you couldn't use the blood anymore for the chattas. Right? Until you find another one. He doesn't. So the Tanakh Kama holds, no, you got to start again. You got to bring new chatzos also, because the blood was pushed away. Chalamit says, no. Chalamit says, I feel damn because maybe Chaved, you bring another animal, it's having blood. So no, he doesn't hold Dichi. That's what he learned, which is a difficult answer. That means our entire Mishnah follows a lone opinion, because throughout Shas, we always say that Nidav Nidcha is Nidcha. Rav Ashi says, no, I'll give you an answer that goes according to everybody. That anything that could have been fixed up straight away or could never, it should never happen, therefore, is not considered dichui. Over here, it's very easy to fix. Anything which is easy to fix. Once the animal died by the Yom Kippur, it died. You can't fix it up. Here, just put it back in your right hand. So it's easy to fix. Or the puzzle, give it back to the kosher. So it's like, as if it was never dichui in the first place. Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll be done for the day. Happens to me very often.
Does that mean I'm getting old?
There was a certain Balfili now, meaning a few years ago, happens to me on a fast day, whatever it was, he said the wrong sleepers, and nobody noticed him yet.
Now the question we had, the case of the classical case, we have three classical cases in Rosuk, whatever. One of the classical cases is where the guy Shmatzich knew the guy always can do tshuva. So why, and with it yet we call it nitcha. The Gemara just says it called shabiyadai. So Tesis wants to say that a guy who shmatzich to do tshuva is not so much called shabiyadai. Obviously, it's a very big yetzahara to make such a drastic step in the first place. So till he does it, we don't assume that he did it.
And what would Chana Mitzri say?
We have no problem. That's right. Yeah, exactly. So we're saying, look at his behavior. For this man or woman, it takes such a drastic step to shmatzich. You can't say, oh, you know, you just like taking the left hand to the right hand.
It needs a total overhaul.
Basically, you know, there's an opinion that says that if you shmatzich, and that's why we go to mikveh Yom Kippur, you have to go through like geiris. You got to go to mikveh. It's like a new person. It's not like kosher biyadi. Back to Gemara. It makes it Rav Ashi that goes to everybody. Man sham, ladies and chuyin. Who's the one that does believe in the chuyin? Rabbi Yehuda, that now we learn from Oyda Yehuda. Nishbech Adam, Yomus Hamishtaleach. He says that the blood. Let's have the blood poured out from the chatas. You don't say, okay, let's find another chatas. No, you got to kill the mishtaleach all over again. Mesa mishtaleach, Nishbech Adam. He said clearly, if the mishtaleach died, you got to bring another chatas all over again. No, but he believes in dichui, and yet we shaminle, and we know the Amar. He's the one who says kol shabiyad lavi dichui.
When you say Shafech Adam, it means onto the Yisoy.
Yeah, but you can't. The main thing is you got to bring a new carbon because it's nitcha. And he's the one. He's the author of that opinion that it's biyad lavi dichui.
So why would it go on the Yisoy? Because it's been a klisharis. Is that the only reason why?
I don't know. Maybe it's the Amma. Maybe it's the Amma because there's no carbon anymore. We had before Shavuot Adam, and it could be either Amma or it could be the Pashtus.
Doesn't the Klisharis, isn't the Klisharis Makdish it once you put the blood in the Klisharis?
Could be, maybe.
Yeah. We'll see in a minute. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds of this concept that if his potential is no dichir tani. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, kois echad hayim memale medama teruvis. They would take a blood from the blood that was mixed from the animals that were mixed up. The zor kazik is achik kineged ayisoid. They would pour one thing in kineged ayisoid. He says over here, you take the blood from the taruvas. Let's say you have different animals of psachim that got mixed up. You don't know whose animal the blood is, and you got a few animals mixed up together. So you take the blood from taruvas and bezorka zika achas keneged hayisoid. You spray it like a korban pesach right opposite your side, not in the other corners. You know, there's one corner where you spray it. Yes, so he's saying since inside the blood in the cup is definitely some of the blood of the carbon of the different carbon pesach, so they're all yaitzah here. Shmam and a kosh biyodi lo havedichi. So he's saying it because he holds that one blood does not cancel out the other blood. We don't say that since two kabbanas blood are mixed together, you pushed away, since you cannot do it individually, you rejected the blood, and therefore you're not yaitzah. He says no, that since inside this cup, the dam is not mevatel the dam. Inside the cup, you have blood from this carbon, inside the other carbon, and therefore we say that you're yaitzah by sprinkling the blood.
So what does the biyodi mean when it's mixed like this? When you say lift and right hand,
yeah.
To be misakin.
Yeah, but
biyodi means he has the capacity to be misakin.
Spritz
on the mizbeach. And some of the kosher one will end up on the mizbeach.
But they're all kosher, just mixed up, because they're all common pesach.
It says here they fell on the floor. The blood fell on the floor.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
What, he scooped it up again in the.
Yes. Good to remember.
You're right. So let's do Rashi here. Keneged hayisoid. Lafuke keren dreimis. You see, what do you do with this cup that you mixed up? You exclude keren dreimis. Mizrachis. If the blood of one of them poured out, there's a lot of excitement going on. And he poured out, and he picked it up. This cup is machshit. Even though you might have some dama tamtzis in this cup, it doesn't matter. Because we say that
all the different bloods are mixed up.
You have from all the bloods are all mixed up together, and all the mixed up together, and therefore, since you had the potential to pick up the blood of each carbon pesach, you could have picked up, if you wouldn't be so mavuvul, you could have picked up the blood from each carbon pesach separately in a separate cup
and
finish it right there. But because you're all mixed up and everything all excited, you just take a cup and scoop whatever was there. So you mixed all the blood together. You can pour it in the corner there, and you ate all the carbon pesach. Why? Because biyada, he had the ability to do it properly.
So even we see, if he didn't do it properly,
that's right. He makes the two, three kabbalas together. It's all right. So we see from here that he says that dichli. If kosher biyodi is not considered dichli, so therefore he's the author of that opinion. So must be that in our Mishnah it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Chana Mitzri, and then Rabbi Yehuda's one also holds. So we're not talking about alone opinion Chana Mitzri. We're talking about our Mishnah holds that since it's biyodi, if we put a left hand, he could rather we put a right hand. It's good enough. Shmamina kosher biyodi lo have dichli. Shmamina. 15 to my Mishnah.